Kevin Shortsleeve can't quite leave the beach yet. He's still thinking about Cape Cod and a legend that's been with him since childhood.
What child playing in the sand has not fantasized about digging down with a spade and hearing a thud as his tool encounters an old sea chest? Since the publications of Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island and Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer, finding lost treasure has become one of the ultimate fantasies of childhood. And how tantalizing to learn that, indeed, there may yet be lost treasure to be discovered all along the shores of North America. According to a recent map published by the National Geographic Society, between the 16th and 18th centuries, 2,000 transport galleons were lost in the Western Hemisphere, and fewer than 100 have ever been found. In New England, tales of lost treasure abound along the fog-shrouded rocky shores. In 1984, Barry Clifford made the first documented discovery of a sunken pirate ship in North America when he found and excavated the Whydah, the treasure-laden wreck of the pirate Black Bellamy, which sank off Cape Cod in 1717. The treasure was found a stone's throw from a beach where children had played for years. Such legends fire the imagination of youth, and for some, the fascination becomes a career. There was the dreamer, Heinrich Schliemann. At 7 years old, Schliemann's father gave the impressionable youth a book in which there was a picture of the ancient city of Troy in flames. The image sparked a lifetime of searching, and in the 1870s, the untrained amateur archaeologist unearthed that ancient city and the treasure of King Priam. In some stories, children themselves have been both the hiders and the seekers of hidden troves. There is the legend of the child who sailed with Captain Kidd, who as a young lad claimed to have personally assisted in burying Kidd's treasure off the coast of New England. This same young man returned to the area in his old age, but died before he could locate the treasure. And then there were the four young boys in Dordogne, France, in 1940, who stumbled upon a small fissure in a field and discovered a treasure of a different sort, the 17,000-year-old cave paintings of Lascaux. With their curiosity and optimism, children make the ideal treasure hunters, and wherever they play, treasure, it seems, must be nearby. Like Tom Sawyer, every child knows that within a certain number of paces from a bending oak or jutting boulder, he or she may dig down with a spade and hear the most treasured of sounds, thud.